This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 220. It's new to you.
Like herpes!
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And welcome to yet another episode of our weekly kick-ass podcast.
Yo.
How you doing?
What's up?
Did you have a good week?
Hoo-hoo!
Have you been playing, I don't know, some games maybe?
Have you been watching any Netflix or anime?
Well, we have.
Yeah.
So, we're going to talk about all that stuff, but before we do, we got to remind you, you got to hit us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
esh.co. That's esh.co. The short address will bounce you to the long one. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles, or even just questions for us, you can email us at mailbag@landofesh.com. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, go fuck yourself.
What? No, maybe, kind of. But seriously, you should subscribe on iTunes.
It's easy!
If you hit the subscription button, then the moment that we put out new episodes of our podcast, you will receive those episodes in your little inbox.
In your box!
Stop it, maybe.
You know that's where it's going.
The moment we put them out on the internet, that's fresh, hot, juicy-ish in your ear.
Oh, that sounded really sexy right there. Hot and juicy-ish. Mm-hmm.
That's like how mesh. You like it. That's the way you want it. You don't want it cold and frigid.
Well, I mean, I'd like it stiff, like rigid, but not...
Wait. Now you're going down the wrong corridor. So you gotta come back
I gotta stay to the right.
You gotta stay to the right. You're veering down the left. You gotta stay to the right. So just make sure that you hit that subscription button, because that way you will get every single episode as we intended it. Unedited. Well, slightly edited. But unencumbered by time limitations. That's all I have to say about that. Subscribe.
And if you don't want to do that, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But be looking for the other shows that fly underneath the Esh banner, please and thank you.
That's right, because we're not the only things that make up the land of Esh. Au contraire, mon frère.
We make up the Esh part, but not the land or the of
yes,
part.
Yes, we founded the land. Like, we
stuck the flag in the dirt.
But then more people came to join us. So while our shows go out every single Monday, on Tuesday we are followed by a brand new episode of the Boston Bass Brigade, which is co-hosted by our very own King Baby Duck. And on Wednesday there's a brand new episode of the Geek Agro Podcast, which is hosted by our very own Deuces Wild. So right there you've got three great podcasts covering everything nerdy you could possibly think of. And if you think of even more things, guess what? We're probably talking about them on our respective websites. On Twitter, on our Facebook group, which you can now actually, thanks to you guys, find us at facebook.com/landofesh. So interact with us. If you got questions, we've got answers. Because while we
can, and if we don't, we can fake it.
I'm not going to say anything about that.
Fake it till you make it.
No, don't fake it. Faking it is wrong. Because faking it is kind of like lying, and that's not fair.
People lie, dude.
I know. It's still not fair.
Nope, but people do it.
I know. But I want to fake it. I want to be honest and truthful.
I want to be real.
I am real.
I'm trying real to be world. Realer.
Land of Esh. Oh my god, that would be so awesome.
What?
Like a real world show. Like,
oh my god. Yeah. The real world Esh style.
Anyway, we'll come back to that.
We need more dudes.
Twitter, Facebook, Flickr, YouTube, Ustream. We're there. Be there. That's all I have to say about that.
Like shareware and spyware.
Yeah, I try to pay for my shareware. But fuck spyware. Fuck it in the ear hole. I don't like it.
Okay. You don't have to. I don't like it either, but...
But you know what I do like? Our magazine, which you can find at landofesh.com. So make sure that you're checking out the first issue, because the second issue is about to drop, and there's some really great things in there, including...
It's fucking fantabulous.
Including... maybe, oh, I don't know, a feature on Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. It's a possibility.
And who knows, maybe even an editor letter not from the editor.
Who knows? You'll know if you buy it.
Maybe Patrick Stewart wrote something.
I would just like to get Patrick Stewart to just say my name. Could you just say it and just like, hello, ninja sister. I'm like,
Here's your towel.
I need a towel.
Here.
Okay. Hi, Sir Patrick. You're so awesome.
Oh, remember in that episode? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be that
don't,
person.
Don't
I won't
geek
go
out.
There.
Don't
I won't
geek
go there. There. I won't go there. I'll just be like,
it's like I'm totally geeking out right now.
You just said it really well.
I had that thingy that went beep beep. You remember your thing that went beep beep?
Yes.
And your photon pew pew pew.
Yes.
I remember that. You wouldn't let me touch it. Yeah.
I got a phaser for Christmas 1 year. It was like the best Christmas toy ever.
I know. And she'd hold it. She'd like, you could press the blue button.
You could touch this
one
button.
I wanted to press the red button.
No, you can't hold it. No, you can't hold my phaser.
Nope. And she would never let me do the beep beep.
No.
On the communicator thing. That thing was fucking awesome.
I loved that.
Oh,
man. It was
man.
Like the best Christmas ever.
Too bad it wasn't like a real walkie-talkie, and then I had one, and be like, bitch, come downstairs. No. Beep now.
It would have been awesome. But yeah, that was, I think, by far the nerdiest Christmas that I had that year. Because that was the year that I got the Sega Game Gear. I got the phaser. I got my communicator pin.
Yep.
Which was awesome.
Damn it, Wesley.
And so you gotta be
I need to stop hitting the side of my shoulder that the communicator would have been
yeah,
on.
By far, I think that was the nerdiest that our parents let me get on the Christmas.
No, it would have been really cool if they had gotten you one of those blazers with little nubs.
Oh my god, I've thought about a bunch of times, because every once in a while Think Geek has them, so that you can put the lapel pins. Every once in a while I think about getting one. Every once in a while.
That would show some true geek.
It would. But anyway. We have some other geeky things to talk about this week.
Lots of geeky things to talk about.
I actually know that you've got a bunch of anime to talk about, and I don't really have one
anime,
thing.
Cartoons, just overall goodness.
Yeah, so I'm going to let you go ahead and take the mic of 1,000 truths first to get that out of the way. Because I really only have one thing to talk about this week.
Yeah.
And if you follow me on Twitter or Facebook
you
at
probably
all,
already know.
You probably already know what I'm talking about.
Yep, probably. So let's talk about what they don't know.
Yeah, let's give you something that you don't know about.
Well, you might know some of
it. Okay, there's a possibility you know
you
about it.
You probably do if you've been listening to us for as long as we've
been doing
it.
Probably already know about it. But that's okay, because for those that don't, it's new to you.
Yep. Okay. Like herpes.
No, not like herpes. Not like herpes, because you
can't cure herpes. No, canker sores are mouth herpes.
But you can cure a canker sore. You can't cure herpes.
But
okay, being herpes and being like herpes, two different things.
But canker sore is a form of herpes.
Yes, but it's a curable thing.
Yes, but it's still herpes.
But it's a curable herpes. When you say herpes, people don't think, oh, canker sores. They think Valtrex herpes.
VD.
Okay? Like
burning, swelling.
Exactly. They're not just thinking canker sores.
Well, canker sores burn and swell.
Yes, but what I'm getting at is when you say herpes, people don't think, oh, she could be talking about canker sores. They think, ew, nasty genital thing that never goes away and is incurable, and I could pass on to a partner, even though I don't think that I have it. Valtrex. Like, that's at least how my brain goes when I hear herpes.
Valtrex,
I see Valtrex
when you have herpes.
I have herpes. But I don't.
I love those commercials.
I hate those commercials. I'm like, well,
it's like, I have BD. I'm getting out of here.
Exactly. Okay? It's like, yeah, we're together. He has herpes, but I don't. Well, keep having sex with him. You will.
It's like, play that Russian roulette game.
I just like,
herpes or no herpes.
Spin the wheel of misfortune. Spin, spin, spin.
Oh, you got BD. Anyway.
Yeah. But we're a little bit off topic.
Off the herpes subject.
I hate those commercials.
I love them. Because I'm just them. Like, because you got to know going in if you're one of those actors, you're like, all right, one of us is going to have herpes. And the other one's going to be okay about the fact that I have herpes. And it'd be like, in a real
like,
relationship.
How do you read that? I mean, you really got to need rent money. Be like, all right, so I got to get on TV and say, I have herpes.
A genital disease.
wait, I have what?
What? It's wait, like, now feel wait. The pain of the herpes. Well,
wait.
I have to say I have herpes, and it's going to be on TV. So every time people see me, you're the guy who's got herpes.
No, I was just acting.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You have herpes, and I don't.
Don't.
Peace.
Deuces.
Deuces.
Roll.
Anyway. But again, we're off topic.
So I got two things to pretty much talk about this week. Both of them came to me via my favorite thing in the world.
Oh, let me guess. Amazon?
Oh, my second favorite thing.
Netflix.
Yep, you got it. You got it. And they're both in the animated category, per se. One being an anime and one being just an awesome animation. I'm going to talk about the animation first, since it's only 10 episodes.
So one is a Japanese cartoon.
And
the other one's just an American cartoon.
So I've got West and East influences.
Yes, you have your yin and you have your yang.
And I have a wang, and no, I don't.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
I stopped.
I had a wang.
I had tang once.
No, you didn't.
No.
Be careful.
I've always wanted to
try. No, I had a wang. I had a computer. And it was a wang. It was awesome, too, back in the day, because I had a dot matrix printer with, like, 12 fonts.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
That's because your nerd is young yet. But some of you out there know what I'm talking about.
Anyway, yeah. So first on the chopping block is...
I had Courier and Courier New.
What, is the what? American cartoon Archer.
Oh, my God, I fucking love Archer.
I absolutely love Archer.
Archer is the shizzles.
A friend of mine who I play some games with was like, hey... People told me this is a really good show. I love it. People say this is like me in, you know, animated life, so you should, like, watch it. So I said, okay, cool. And I went and I got it streaming on Netflix. I think only the first season is even available for live stream, and that's okay. And pretty much it's, you know, 10 episodes, and it's pretty much a giant spoof on, oh, I don't know, anything spy-related, spy movies, all of that. So think, what's that, Venture Brothers?
Oh my God, I fucking love the Venture Brothers.
But for spies. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's so much comedic timing, there's a lot of names, there's a lot of name dropping in the voice actor cast. You've got H. John Benjamin, who plays Archer, and he's pretty much like a not smooth, not very literate sometimes, James Bond. You know, he's good looking, he's got charisma, but he's also kind of a dick.
Kinda. Like,
well, actually, not even kind of a dick, he's a dick. Totally a dick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and his mom runs ISIS, and I believe that is Jessica Walters,
yep.
Who plays his mom, Mallory. And she's just, you know, she's trying to...
Who is the mom on Arrested Development?
Oh! See, I didn't watch Arrested Development.
Oh my God, what's wrong with you?
I'll go Netflix it after the show. That's the great thing about Netflix.
Arrested Development is so awesome.
Because you can just correct your TV and movie faux pas within, like, a week.
Well, I have a list for you to go through.
Oh, man, that's great. It's going to be something to do.
It's going
to
be your winter project.
Woohoo! But anyway, so obviously there's a lot of, you know, mother bird syndrome and, you know, mommy issues between these two.
No.
A lot.
Like, maybe?
A heck of a whole lot.
Okay.
You know, but there's no father in the picture, so, I mean, at first you're like, not necessarily Disney, because then the mom would be bumped off.
Right, exactly.
But still, missing parents, you know, Sterling, you know, Archer has his issues with that, and, you know, is always trying to seek the approval of his mother, and his mom's just kind of like, no. She's really kind of, you know, in her prime, and she's just, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
No.
Pretty much it's just him and another female agent, Lana Kane, who's done by Aisha Tyler, who, if you saw Balls of Fury, she was the right-hand henchwoman to Christopher Walken.
Yes.
And she had the poison death dart
thing. Let's talk about Aisha Tyler for a minute. Okay? Because I just want to say...
She's awesome!
Aisha Tyler is the motherfucking man. Like, you have, like, on a scale of, like, 0 to, like, Sam Jackson, Aisha is, like, up there. She's up there.
She's not
Sam Jackson. But she's on the Sam Jackson side of the scale. Okay? Because, one, she's an actual gamer. Like, seriously, hardcore
and gamer. And likes cartoons. Okay. Obviously, she as soon as she knew that Adam Reed was going to do this product, she was like, I want to be in on it.
Okay, exactly. All right, so get props there. And three, she actually fucking answers people's questions on Twitter and is a down-ass bitch. So I love Aisha Tyler.
I'm just thumbs up to you.
Double thumbs.
To you.
Plus, she's black.
Yes.
That right there gets a thumbs up from us.
Yeah, but she's black. Tall.
Ding.
And gorgeous.
Hot. Ding. I know. I don't knock her for being gorgeous.
No.
Okay? I don't knock her for being a lady. And I don't knock her for being black. See, these are all positives.
Yes.
All right? Gamer.
Yep.
Female.
Mm-hmm.
Hot.
Yeah.
Black.
Yeah.
Educated.
Yeah.
Cool.
TV star. Movie star.
Yep. Yep.
Starlet. Yes.
Yeah. On the Twitter. Yeah. Talks with people. Yeah. Down to earth. Yeah. I'm not seeing any negatives here.
Nope.
So, Aisha Tyler, you get the Ash seal of approval.
With a big P for, well.
No, not with a P. Not with a P.
I know, I meant A for approval.
Yes, you meant A for approval. But there's a P in there. And your brain was like, P for approval.
It totally did that.
You completely forgot the A.
Yeah.
You've been proved.
Yep. It's proved. Yes. But anyway, so she plays the other.
Wow. Because
it's pretty much only, they're the only field agents who actually go out and do missions. And apparently, you know, they dated Archer and Lana, and he kind of has this...
Lana Kane, come on. Come on.
I know.
You know, the cream.
Yes.
Lana Kane cream.
Yes.
All right.
I might be young, but I'm not stupid.
I just put it out there, because not a lot of people catch that.
No, I get it.
Okay, all right.
But anyway, Sterling kind of has this wandering penis syndrome, and likes to fuck just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, obviously their relationship didn't last very long. But that's okay, because Lana's kind of already taken to Cyril, who's kind of like the nerd, crone, or rather drone accountant for ISIS.
Which is done by Chris Parnell, which is
awesome! Oh my god, I love his delivery. I love Chris Parnell.
I miss his ass so much on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, agreed.
I do.
I totally agree.
I do not agree with Lorne Michael on that one.
No, not really. Sorry, no. I shouldn't have let you go.
I don't, no. Bad. Bad form, sir. Bad form. Because Chris Parnell, comic genius.
I mean, there's a lot of other names, though. Jeffrey Tambor.
Yep.
He actually runs Odin, and I believe there's a link between Isis and Odin. I think it was Norse mythology.
Yep.
And they were husband and wife, mm-hmm. I believe, mm-hmm. if I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't catch that until rewatching, and I got to, like, episode 9, which I think is Job Offer, which obviously, if I'm memorizing titles, means it's gotta be good. And it's just fun. It's so many different brands of comedy. I mean, there's some slapstick, there's some, you know, off-the-cuff, shock and awe comedy going on, particularly done by Judy Greer, who plays Cheryl on the show. And she's the secretary to Mallory, and she's really kind of got this, she's very weird. Like, she looks very normal, but she's just very weird.
Yes.
And she's got this choke fetish, and she's got these, like, snuff fetishes, too, which she always brings up.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what's going on.
No.
You know, and she's jumping from guy to guy in the office looking for someone who's got man hands, and they always joke that, you know, Lana has mannish hands for a woman, and they kind of make fun of her for that. But, and I think, there's another drone, Pam, in HR.
Yeah.
And she's, like, a little bigger. And they like to say really mean things about her because no one will do her. Because everybody else is doing everybody else,
yes.
But no one's
but
doing
nobody
Pam.
Will do Pam.
No one's doing Pam. Nope. And Pam's just like, I am a full-bodied woman with lots of love to give, but no one will do me. And I can see why she's in HR because that's the only way she'd ever get someone to talk to her.
Yeah.
But it's really just, the timing is great. The animation's really funny. And it's a real good pick-me-up, off-the-collar comedy. Like, I really enjoy it. Like I said, there's only 10 episodes in the first season, and they really kind of, they ended it up on a really interesting note on episode 10, which is Dial M for Mom, which obviously is a reference to, oh, I don't know.
Dial M for Murder?
Yeah. So, I mean, you gotta do it. And it's free on fucking Netflix, so, I mean... Just
not just on Netflix, on fucking Netflix. Don't get it twisted.
So, I mean, gotta jump into that. I mean, I'm really kind of glad that this friend of mine told me about it because I would never have known. Like, I think someone
really?
Else...
Really? Archer doesn't make your radar.
It didn't until this guy told me.
Seriously?
Yeah, and then there's this other...
What about Frisky Dingo?
I never saw Frisky Dingo.
What?!
Yeah, I gotta go Netflix that, too.
Oh, my God. Because there would not be Archer without Frisky Dingo.
I know, and I didn't... I know, and that's how behind the eight ball I am. Like, I know that there's this other cartoon that I did watch the pilot episode for, something in the Twist on Head, the screw-on. Yeah. Huh? I gotta look it up.
Okay.
But, my favorite guy from Frasier is on that.
Who's your favorite guy
from Frasier? David Hyde Pierce.
Oh, David Hyde Pierce.
And he's the good guy. Molly Shannon was in it also, and she was, like, his lover until the bad guy took her and made her bad. And the main character has a screw-on head. Like, it's a screw-on... Yeah.
Yeah, this one I'm not familiar with.
I know it's on Netflix, because I saw it, but I had watched it already. And it's funny, too, in the same kind of humor as this, but the animation style is actually kind of reminds me of Batman, the animated series. So it's actually kind of dark.
Okay.
So, I mean, but it's really funny dark humor. Like, just off the collar, the screw-on head guy, David Hyde Pierce, is trying to get Molly Shannon back from the bad guy in the episode. And the bad guy's holding her in front, and, you know, and he's like, the only way you're gonna kill me is by shooting through her. And he's like, honey, do you mind if I save the world by killing you? And she's kind of like, yeah, sure, that's fine. And then she's like, no. No, don't do it. You. So, I mean, it's humorous, but in a different way.
It's dark.
Yeah, dark humor, which makes a lot of sense, because we're dark and we like humor.
Wait a minute. That
is my logic. Pump
your brakes on that one for a second. Pump, pump, pump. Okay, just because we're dark and we're humorous doesn't necessarily immediately mean we like dark humor.
Oh, I do.
We do. But that doesn't have anything to do with the fact that we're dark.
The darkness of our skin does not reflect why we like dark humor. I just think it's, ha ha ha, that sucks to be you. That's why it's funny, because it's not me. Because it was me, it would totally suck. Personally. But but if you haven't seen Archer, then you need to do it. And there are so many memes that are going to come out of this series already. Danger Zone, for one. I'll never stop saying that, ever.
No, you won't, ever. Nope. I know.
Hey, Ninja.
No.
Ninja.
No.
Ninja.
No.
Ninja.
No.
Ninja!
What?
Danger Zone!
Can't you.
It's gonna happen. It's fun for the whole family.
No, it's not. It's really not.
It really is.
No.
I have to disagree. Bring your 5-year-old kids
in. No, I will not stamp this proved.
So, I mean, that's enough of Archer. I hope... I don't know if there's, you know, any hint of a what second network? Season, but there should be multiple seasons of this show, because there's so many things that they could do.
What network?
I think it's FX.
Yep.
And, yeah, so do it.
All right, so...
Adam Reed, get on it.
So...
It would not suck. I would buy it. Like, I have money. I mean, it's great that it's free and shit. But, I mean, if I...
Because I don't think that any DVDs are available
No,
yet.
I don't think so. Not yet. And if there is, I would buy this shit. That's how good it is. I would buy it.
Yeah. Because Archer's good stuff.
So, I would, though. It's definitely something in your collection. If you're a big... Like, if you were a big Adult Swim fan or a Venture Brothers fan...
Seriously.
Then this would definitely want to be... You'd want this in your collection. But since it's free on Netflix until you can get the money for it, then you know what? Watch it for free!
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
And that's my American cartoon part. And I just started watching a series, also on Netflix, called Darker...
Surprise!
Darker Than Black. It's Netflix. An anime, just so that you guys do know. And believe it or not, someone had mentioned it to me because they saw that I was watching XXXHolics and said, well, that's good, but you should really look at Darker Than Black. And, I mean, I had seen it because I checked the instant things to add to Instant Queue, like, every fucking day. So, like, when I saw it, I said, that does look interesting. Maybe I'll invest. And I totally invested, and it's totally worth it. Pretty much in this universe, you have these people called contractors. And, I mean, I haven't really gotten into the back, you know, the backstory as to what makes a contractor a contractor, but I think it's some type of genetic, you know, something in your genes or a mutation or something that will eventually develop these skills. And the thing about contractors is they have this ability, but in order for them to use it, like when they use it, they have to do something else in return. Like, it's a contract. So, I might have the ability to fly, but every time I use my fly ability, I have to break a toe.
Ew.
Or I have to break... Yeah, actually, one of the first guys in one of the first episodes, he has the ability to levitate and, like, shoot, like, psi beams, psychic beams. And as a contract to it, the price he has to pay is he has to break fingers. He has to break his fingers.
Oh!
Yeah. So he used it twice in the first episode. So you see him on the ground, and he snaps two of his fingers.
Ow.
Not off.
I don't like this.
Breaks.
I don't like this. I don't like this.
Yeah.
This hurts me.
So, there's this organization trying to, you know, capture contractors and do some development research, try to figure out what the deal is with these guys and if there's anything we do to treat it or, you know, just kill them because they tend to fuck up a lot of Christmases. They do. And there's this one contractor, that they call the Reaper, the Black Reaper.
Uh-huh.
And he actually wears a mask. So, I mean, I think it's kind of like Code Geass, but not nearly as cool as the Code Geass mask guy, but he wears like a mime mask.
First of all, I don't think anything that I've seen in a long time is as cool as the Zero costume and mask in Code Geass.
So, I mean, think like a mime face, mm-hmm. and it has like a purple lightning bolt through the eye.
Okay.
And like a half smiley face. And this guy wears this, and
like a Harlequin?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, but they don't really tell you, because at first you're not exactly sure if he's a contractor or not, but he does have this ability, but you don't know who he is and what his contract, what his payment for using his abilities are.
Uh-huh.
And since we don't really know what it is, it's kind of hard to kind of assess what the possible payment would be. And he works with this blonde chick who, her ability is she can sense you if you're near water. So, like, if you're, like, hanging by a pond and she's got her hand in water, like, half a city away,
yeah.
she can track you if you're near water.
Oh, okay.
She's connected through water. So when they're trying to find these contractors that they're trying to hunt down, she'll often have her hand in water or her feet in water, and she's like, wherever they are, they're not near water. Up, they must be near the center of town, or, oh, they're probably somewhere. So she can track. There's this fat, like, Irishy mobster kind of guy who's kind of like their, like, supervisor, who's like, yeah, well, we got this hit on this thing and we should totally investigate on that. And then there's this black talking cat, and I haven't fully understood.
Why do cats always talk in...
And he's like the boss. He's like, yeah, you guys need to stop fucking around, and, like, we got shit to do. You know, and I'm just like, okay, who made the cat boss? Is it the bell?
It's the bell.
You know, but he's, like, really kind of cool. You know, and, so the main character, kind of comes off as a, you know, during the day, because, you know, he is an actual person, contractors don't really have much of a personality, like, mm-hmm. they kind of have, like, this doll-like quality, like, they kind of devoid of emotion, and I think it has something to do with the mutation that allows their ability. Like, it draws something out of them that makes them less than human.
Okay.
Which is why the humans are like, oh, fuck no, contractors. Ah! Okay. The contractors were like, pew, snap, what? Like, just snap. No problems there. Yeah, I broke a finger. What else?
Okay.
So I've only gone through the first 5 episodes. And pretty much what's going on in the universe is not only are there contractors who have managed this contract so they know... So there's a restraint with contractors with their ability.
Okay.
Because they have to pay up to use their ability. But someone's been making these other type of contractors that aren't fully aware that they have these abilities, so there's no contract developed, so that they're running rampant using these abilities that are killing loads and loads and loads of people. And they're trying to figure out, A, who's doing the research to create these, you know, worse than contractors, because contractors are already looked at as, you know, taboo, so something that, you know, isn't controlled at all could bring out utter chaos. And they're trying to stop that. And I think that's what the main character's team is trying to do, even though he's a contractor, and so is the chick with the water. But they're doing it to prevent, you know, chaos as opposed to... I mean, it's a lot more complex than I thought. And I'm only 5 episodes in, so, I mean, there's so much more that I don't even know.
Right.
But, I mean, it draws you in. It really seriously does. If you're into something that has layers upon layers of intrigue,
mm-hmm.
then you will like this. It doesn't even remind me. I can't even compare it to another anime. Like, it's actually really kind of fresh to me.
Okay.
In terms of that. Because usually I can make a comparison. Oh, if you liked this, and you're totally gonna... And I can't think of anything that reminds me remotely close.
Not even Ergo Proxy?
In terms of the intrigue, maybe. Okay. But even that, I think Eargirl Proxy was even three steps higher than Darker Than Black. So, I mean, that one has a lot more going on in it, I think, than this does. But, I mean, it's got the same kind of, I guess, the same kind of feel to it. And, I mean, like I said, I'm only five episodes in, so I'm not even near the episode seven. Holy shit. Because we know that near episode seven, something serious happens. That's
typically where it gets blown wide open.
Yeah, somebody sleeps with somebody's mom, and the mom is like, I'm an alien.
Right.
And then you're like, what?
Yep, or it turns out I'm actually a reincarnated god, and, I like you, so you can't not like me, or I'll destroy the entire fucking universe.
That's what you get for putting your dick in it.
Yeah, gotta be careful where you put that.
Yeah.
Gotta be careful where you put that.
So,
you never know when you're diddling someone's deity.
It was such a palate cleanser. To go from something that was off the cuff, really funny, and...
Saccharine!
No, Archer's not saccharine.
No, I'm not... I'm sorry.
Because I watched these both relatively in the same time period.
Okay.
Archer one day and was all, danger zone! And, you know, running around memeing it. And then I was like, I need something to bring me back down into reality a little bit.
And you went with this thing, which was like, hey, guess what? The world is a dark
place. People are strange.
When you're a stranger?
Yeah. What? Faces look ugly when you're alone.
Yeah.
And that's why they cover them up with masks. So, but I think so far, I think several volumes of Darker Than Black are available for instant stream on Netflix. I saw at least up to volume 2, but I just finished volume 1, so I'm going to be grabbing volume 2. And this might be an ongoing process because I think this story could blossom into this really big flowery story. Well, not flowery as yay, happy flowery, but I mean multiple petals to a flower kind of story. And I really want to figure out what the deal is with the main character, because he's obviously a contractor, and I don't know what his ability is, and I think that's the big intrigue. Like, the really big thing about the series is, you know, he's not like, yeah, I'm a contractor, and this is what my price is. Like, he's just like, yep, I glow blue, and I did this to you, and you don't know what that thing is, and you don't know what I have to do, and you want to know, ha ha ha, but I'm not going to tell you. And then you're like, I'm going to punch you in the face if you don't tell me, and he's like, so what? Go ahead, do it. And then you punch him in the face, and he still doesn't tell you, so you're pissed. Because you do all that action and you get nothing in return. So it's like a take, take, take.
It's like a one-way relationship.
Yeah. And you're like, bitch, give me what I want. Right now.
Like, no.
Yeah, exactly. No. And then you're like, what the fuck do you do? You can't kill him because he's not real. You could stop watching, but you don't want to because you want to know. So it's that dick principle. No, it's seriously if you meet a dude who's like an utter dick, you're like, man, that guy's a dick, but you can't get the fact that he's a dick out of your mind because you want to figure out why he's a dick. So then you'd like try to be friends with the dick and you're like, God, this guy's such a dick, but I need to figure him out so my life can continue.
See, I really don't have that problem. I used to go, oh wow, you're a dick. Alright, and moving on.
Yeah, see, I have to know everything.
See, I want to call it the Kanye principle. Like, because it's people just like, oh, he's such a prick, he's such a dude.
But you buy his albums.
Yeah, and I'm just like, dude, it's real simple. He's kind of a douche. He's a genius when it comes to arranging, though. So, appreciate the good and just...
But I want to understand the bad.
No, don't want
to
understand it.
But I want
it.
To understand.
No, don't.
I wanna come full circle.
No, don't. Don't even do the 180. Just accept that there's a circle out there that's not for you.
Nope, I can't do that. I reject that.
Your world is going to be so complicated.
It already is.
See, it's so much simpler. Just be like, yeah, no, I don't need to understand that.
Yep.
Because that is not for me to understand. My world. Nope, yep. Does not interact with that.
Yep, well.
But what sounds really interesting to me about this anime series is that it definitely seems a little more on the grown-up side of the palette than what
that I usually go for.
Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't even say that, because, I mean, if you really look at a lot of the animes that I have, I mean, I'm actually very polar opposite. Like, I do have extreme saccharine, bouncy, oh my god, it's great to be alive animes, but then I have, like, Gilgamesh, which is like, man, life sucks.
Dude, Gilgamesh is just fucked up. I mean, there's no other way to describe Gilgamesh.
I mean, I don't even have, like, I'm not really in the bell curve. I have the extremes. Like, sometimes it's manic depressive. I think my anime tendencies are manic depressive. Because, I mean, I've just got, oh my god, life is so great! Oh my god, I just want to slice my wrists and be done with this horrible, horrible place.
Like, that's really the length of my animes. I mean, it's really kind of encumbersome of the whole life spectrum, but I mean, I'm very extreme in it. Unless I'm Hayao Miyazaki, which is like, we're polluting the earth, but we should do something about it, and we should find love, because love is great. Which makes no sense to the other two. Which makes a lot of sense about me. I don't make sense, if that helps any of you guys.
I almost followed that stream of logic, and that's really scary.
Isn't it,
that's
though?
That's really, really terrifying to me right now.
It's baffling to me, and one of these days I'll write a book about it, I'm sure.
just don't put me in the book.
But yeah, so, I think it was around time for me to come into something a little bit more adult.
Right.
In my aunt, because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I mean, I'm still a big lover of Soul Eater, I'm a big lover of, you know, the shonen, never-ending battle.
How many Tenchi things do they end up doing?
Tenchi Muyo's?
Because I gave up right around the round where he was basically about to have sex with his
Ayaka?
Own offspring. Yeah, that's when I was trying to,
like, they're related, Ayaka.
No. The one where somebody took some of his DNA and then made...
Was that Tenchi Muyo in love? No, that was Nova. Was it? I don't know.
I think it might have been.
Because then there's Tenchi Muyo GXX, which
yeah,
is
up before, in space. It was before GXP.
Okay.
But it was after, like, the series that ran on Adult Swim.
Okay.
So I think it might have been in love.
It might be.
And it, like, was a brunette, but basically what had happened was a scientist, like, stole some of his DNA.
Took some of his sperm.
And then created a person using it, and that person went back and fell in love with Tenchi. It was, like, on top of him and was supposed to kill him, but fell in love with him and, like, kissed him and was
about to do
the...
Well, it's his DNA!
Exactly. So it ended up being,
she's
like, his daughter.
She's generally disposed to love him.
Enough
to ride his...
Yeah, and I was like, that's your kid.
I told you, anime
and
incest, man.
That's your kid. Don't do that. That's your kid.
Don't put your dick in it.
Don't. That's pretty much when I was like, alright, and I'm done with Tenchi.
Yeah.
Because I know the whole Ayaka thing, and then Ryoka and all that stuff. Which I love.
Ryoka was my favorite. I wanted him to get with her.
Yeah,
I think he does.
But then Sasami was Tsunami, and was like one of the three sisters, and Washu was, and Tenchi's mom, and they're like, wait.
I know, Trinity, Shinji, I can't do it!
And then it's just like, wait, what?
Devastation.
So is Tenchi Jesus? Because I...
No, Trinity. Shinji is Jesus.
Yes, Shinji is Jesus. Over there.
God, why do you forsake me?
No, because... that's more not like, a good enough answer.
Sorry, dude. That's the best I can come up with right now. Go fight that really big thing over there.
Yeah,
and go kill that. Go kill Asuka.
Go. Yeah, you do that.
Kill the German chick, and the blue chick will kill herself because she's just a clone anyway. And
yeah,
she doesn't really feel anything. We don't think we're not sure. I mean, I think we put feelers and sensations in her.
Maybe we'll do that in the next batch of clones. Because that would be...
Then we wouldn't feel so bad when her head lopped off. Because she wouldn't be screaming during it.
Right.
But anyway...
That anime is fucked up, by the way.
Have you seen the live action?
No.
Don't.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. It's actually an experience you should have.
No, but, that's okay. But after Death and Rebirth, I was kind of like, alright, okay. Yeah. No.
But anyway... do I think that Darker Than Black is made for everybody? Not necessarily. If you really liked the really happy-go-lucky, yay, life is great animes
this
all
one
the time.
This one's not for you. This
no.
not for you. Nope, that's not it.
No, not
this
really.
Not the thing.
Like, I was actually expecting Darker Than Black to kind of remind me a little bit of, like, Black Cat.
Okay.
But it doesn't have that vibe at all. And if it had, then this would be open to a lot more people. But I mean, if you like more serious anime, like Mushishi,
I like Mushishi
Origin. I'm trying to think of anything else that's remotely serious. Ghost Hound. I don't know if you've seen Ghost Hound or not.
I've seen a couple episodes of Ghost Hound.
That's actually far more serious than I thought they were gonna take it. In all honesty,
I really didn't
get it.
No, I got it. It wasn't for me. Like, I got three episodes and I was like,
it's like, oh my god, boys who could project themselves into these weird ghost.
Yeah, I was just like,
it gets better later on, but you do have to kind of
Yeah, so I
fully went through the first
few episodes.
So I went back and I was like, fuck it, let me go ahead and catch up on my Bleach again. Because I usually, like, go in spurts with Bleach. Because I like to watch about 10 episodes at a time.
My mind, I
because then I feel like I get at least an episode.
I stopped watching after the Quincy was like, I lost my powers. And I'm like, okay. And yeah, the guy no. I really liked is no longer useful for at least three parts of an arc. So, not going to watch until he gets
actually,
some powers
back. Actually, he was only two parts of an arc. Oh. We got him back pretty quick.
Oh, that's good, because I liked him. He's hot.
Yeah, yeah. And now he's full-on Quincy again. He's got a new bow and arrow, and he's got some new powers, a new outfit and everything.
Oh, is it sexy?
It's kind of cute. I'm not even going to lie. He looks like a sexy sailor. Because it's white and it's got, like, blue stripes up the side. And then he's got, like, this
so wait, is he
thing.
A sexy sailor that doesn't like semen?
Yes?
I hope so. Gotta be so careful about that.
But, and then Chad now has both of his arms.
The Chad. Blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Abuelo.
The Ocho Cinco, as I like to call him.
You like to call him the Ocho Cinco?
I do, because he's huge. He's like beefcake. So I call him the Ocho Cinco.
Yeah, but he's so, like...
I know, but he's not a douche. Right, but I don't know why.
He, like, he comes off like he would be a douche, but then he's like...
But he's like, not. Nope. He's so sweet. But I call him the Ocho Cinco. But the Ocho Cinco, now he has both of his arms, and he realized that the other arm was, like, full of power, too. He's like, but I realize that this arm is so much more powerful! And then, like, it goes, it's like, berserkly large to the other arm.
He's already pretty large.
I know, but
is.
The other arm is redonkulous. And so, you know, when they come together, it's, like, crazy.
So,
And, you know,
but I've gone and requested some more anime onto my Netflix that I'll probably talk about next week. Everyone talks about Afro Samurai.
So, yeah, you know...
And Samurai 7.
So, here's the thing. I like Samurai 7. I actually have it.
I'm gonna watch it.
So, Samurai 7 is... I think the Samurai 7 anime is probably one of the more interesting tellings of the Seven Samurai that I've seen in a while, since the Magnificent Seven, to be honest with you, which I absolutely love the Magnificent Seven.
Okay.
But Seven Samurai is very interesting. They try to give you really a deep story around it. It's not just a quick retelling.
Good. Well, I like details.
There's definitely some interesting conflicts that are there. So after you watch it, we'll talk about that one. But it's
so that's next on my list. And Afro Samurai is, and I also put the
opinions about Afro Samurai.
And I think there's an OVA for Afro Samurai, and I got the OVA too on. So.
I didn't know there was an OVA for.
Yep, Afro I got Samurai. It on streaming.
But I have
so,
opinions about Afro Samurai.
So okay, well once I watch the the next podcast is gonna be the Samurai episode.
Samurai.
For me.
So, we will have a samurai episode soon.
Yep, soon.
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 Soon!
So, I mean, that's all I really got. So, Archer, definite. Darker Than Black, depending on your like of anime, you know, if your friends know that you kind of like that stuff, it would definitely not suck as a gift, but it's free on Netflix, so go get it your fucking self.
And if you don't have the Netflix, get the Netflix. What, you want gummy bears?
Yeah!
You want some of my candy? Go ahead, say it. Say it. You want some
no,
candy.
No, I would like some gummy bears, please.
No, tell me that you want my candy.
I don't know.
Say
I'm
it.
Not saying that.
Say it. Say
no.
You want some candy.
No.
Yes. Say it.
No.
Say it.
We're recording.
Yeah.
That is just wrong.
I know. That's just disgusting here.
Thank you.
All right. So, now that the anime stuff is out of the way, we got to talk games. So, unless you've been living under a rock and not paying attention to what I've been tweeting and or saying on my Facebook, when I had a moment to myself to actually say something on my Facebook, this week was DJ Hero 2 week for the Ninja. Now, I've made no bones about it. If you've ever listened to an episode of the podcast, you know I love music games. And I loved DJ Hero,
yep,
the first game. Okay? There's some things that I didn't like about it, but overall, I loved the game. You know, the mixes I thought were pretty good. Some of them were just atrocious, like the guitar ones. I did the guitar battle mixes just so I could get through the game, but those were really, I felt, were, like, tacked on because they wanted to remind me that, oh, yeah, we're Activision. We do Guitar Hero. Don't forget. Here, we're going to show you the highway so that way you'll remember us.
And, the 15 Jackson 5 remixes, one was enough.
Yeah, one was really enough. But it seems like the biggest things that I had that were drawbacks for me from the first game are gone.
Oh, and which ones are those? Because, I mean, I just started playing late last night, so...
Alright, so here's the deal. You don't have one stalwart song that's mixed with everything.
Oh, you mean like the Jackson 5 that I just
like
talked about?
Like the Jackson 5 thing. Like, don't get me wrong. There's a Janet Jackson song that's in the list that's mixed with something. OPP is mixed with ABC by the Jackson 5. And I think there's one other song that's mixed with a Jackson song. But it's not like the go-to song. It's not like there's a set list, and in every set list there's a song that's mixed with like a Jackson song, which is great.
But there are different Jackson songs.
But there are different Jackson songs that exist. But ABC and there's something else. I can't remember right now. But there's so many fucking mixes, it's hard to keep them all straight. But what's interesting is that there are definitely more DJs this go-around that have contributed mixes to the game than the previous game. You know, DJ Shadow's back, DJ Jazzy Jeff is back, but you also have the RZA, who's done some mixes from Wu-Tang Clan. You also have Tiesto, who actually has a couple of set lists that he specifically mixed. They brought in Diplo. They brought in A-Track.
Guetta.
Yep, David Guetta is in there. FSG. There's just a crazy, crazy amount of stuff that's in the game, but what's really different is, you know, in the first game you had mixes that were mixed one-to-one. So you had one song that was mixed with another song, and that was pretty much it. In this game you have a bunch of tracks that are two-to-one mixes. And so you get a real kind of flavor and vibe that's set off in a song because, you know, it's mixed with,
I think it gives you a better DJ feel, like a club feel.
Yeah, you definitely feel like you are more in a club than it is just a battle between songs.
A mashup.
It's now really a fusion. You know, it really is more of a mash, whereas before it really just felt like two songs were battling it out for dominance in the track. Now you really feel like these are really blending together, they're really mashed together, and you actually play a part in it because the game mechanic has also changed a little bit.
Yeah.
They've added in freestyle sections. And so, while you still have the sound effects area, you're now not twisting the knob and picking the sound effect and, you know, having to take that time. It's already a pre-recorded sound effect that's going to be in the trigger area. And now you just have to freestyle and choose how much or how little you want to trigger in that area. So you actually feel like you're changing the direction of the song a little bit because you are really controlling that freestyle area. And, you know, you do get points for that, but you can really go more for a style than necessarily point gain in order to get through at least the story mode, quote-unquote, of the game, which is called Empire Mode. But what also is really interesting is that they've also added freestyle scratch zones. And I know that that's one of the areas that a lot of people complained about in the first game, was that even when you got into Expert, you were still being driven down a path as far as the song goes. Well, they've added these freestyle scratch areas in where you can basically scratch as much or as little
as you want.
And it does not affect your overall score. So there are points that are in there, just like in freestyle crossfade. So again, you really feel like you're inputting more into the shape of the song with these freestyle areas that are added.
Make it voluptuous.
Which I think, you know, makes a lot of people, I'm not even going to dignify that, but really kind of spoke directly to those people that had those kinds of criticisms that they felt like they were being guided through and weren't really getting the DJ feel as much as just a, you know, Guitar Hero on crack. But it really feels like Activision took to heart some of those criticisms, and even just those observations that people were making of, you know, this would make it feel a lot more authentic. Where, you know, you're getting more and more closer to that authenticity with, you know, the version of Rock Band 3 that's about to drop, where you're actually going to have pro mode, and you've got for keyboard and for guitar. Then there's, you know, the special pro Fender Stratocaster that, or Starcaster, I guess, that Harmonix is going to be releasing that is a real stringed guitar. You know, you're getting closer to authenticity on those kinds of music simulator games. You've got the U-Rock guitar out there, which you can now use, you know, as a controller for your Rock Bands and Guitar Heroes, or use it to actually learn how to play an instrument and actually use it as a MIDI controller. So, you know, authenticity is really kind of where the music genre games seem to be heading towards and trying to bridge that gap between playtime and real authentic play time, which seems really cool. But an area where you didn't really have that was, you know, with a turntable piece, which was new to the block, but you had SingStar, where you were having to do pitch correction when you started getting into, you know, the expert mode. Same thing with singing on Rock Band. You know, you started having to actually really sing the song the way that it was actually sung when you got into the higher difficulty modes. And so it was really interesting for me to see that the addition of these freestyle modes really seemed to lend the thing a little bit more towards reality. I mean, it's still not the same because you're not using two turntables and the crossfader as a single person for gameplay. Like, that would be realistic. Okay, and I don't know if we'll ever get there with a crossfade. I think that with the addition of these modes, you know, they added the pop-in and pop-out play so that as you're playing with somebody else, if you need to, you know, get up and go to the bathroom or somebody comes to the door or your dog starts barking and you're like, what the hell are you barking at, dog? You can actually jump right into party play right from that moment. It'll pick up and continue playing itself, just like party play did before, but really now it becomes a mechanic to ease people into the game if you're playing in a big setting, because it still is intimidating. Like, I don't see this DJ Hero enticing a whole new audience to jump into it. Nope. But I definitely think those people who were on the bubble before will
jump on this bus.
Be converted. Yeah, because they've added, you know, the whole two turntables and a microphone piece of it, so you could still have the competitive play. So, you know, they have a challenge mode where you basically play for checkpoints. And so whoever can perform certain areas well, just like the point stealer version in Guitar Hero, you know, whoever played a section better than the other person, you know, not only got awarded the points, but they basically get awarded the checkpoint. And so you don't necessarily play to a point deal. You play for whoever got the most checkpoints. So what's interesting about that is, you know, if I'm, like, way better than you are... I have a little bit of skill on medium and hard, but that's about it. That's about it. Like, I can't play on expert. I wouldn't even look at expert. I don't have it like that. But I can hold my own on medium and hard for most songs. But you play for checkpoints. And what's cool about that is, you know, if you have somebody that's really, really good at the game, you're not going to have to agonize through the whole song and be like, yeah, you got me. You can basically knock people out. So if I clear so many checkpoints, you know, before the song is even over and you can't catch up, it'll just stop the song and be like, okay, this person wins. Like, knockout. It won't make you sit there and have to live through, you know, the next 3.5 minutes going, yep, I'll never catch you. I suck at this. Oh my God. It'll just be like, nope, knockout. And the first time you do it, if you are playing, at least on the Xbox, I know, I haven't played this on the PS3, so I'm not sure if you get a trophy for it, but you actually do get an achievement for knocking out the computer or knocking out somebody in a challenge that way, which is really neat. The graphics are completely overhauled. The whole interface is massively overhauled. While they've been using the same style for the commercials and the promotion for the game, for DJ Hero 1 and for 2, they actually designed DJ Hero 2 after the commercial. So you start in that nice big white space and, you know, the whole commercial piece where we've seen the connector for the headphones, like, flying around and then jacking into the logo. That's actually how the game starts. So you don't go through the animated scene like you did in the first game where it was like, you know, the needles dropping and you got the trucker and all those people. I was like, okay, so what am I about to do? Am I about to watch a gorillas cartoon or am I about to play video games?
I like the gorilla cartoons.
I love the gorilla cartoons because I think that the gorillas are awesome, but I wasn't buying a gorillas game, so I was really kind of thrown off because I'm like, okay, so am I, like, is this the environment I should be thinking of or am I should be thinking about DJs? And you definitely get that feel.
I think it's presented better in two.
It's definitely presented better in two. The interface is much more improved, to be honest. And the music, I think, is better.
Oh my God, it's up like 4 scotches.
It's it's on the scotch meter. It's jumped like 4 spots already today. I like the Kanye mixes. Love Lockdown is mixed with The Day That Never Comes by Metallica, which was kind of surprising that I really like that. Then you had a mix with a Lady Gaga song, which was really cool. California Love, I think, is mixed with a couple of things, which, you know, doesn't hurt me. I mean, especially because it was mixed with Nothing on You by B.O.B. with Bruno Mars, which is, I'm not even gonna lie, I like that song. I think it's really pretty, and the mix is, like, really surprising. And I think that's the biggest thing I have to say about DJ Hero 2, is that there are a lot of things that are mixed together that I absolutely would not have put together.
And they made it
ever
work.
In life, and it works really well. Okay? Like, Heartless is mixed with DJ Shadow's Midnight in a Perfect World, and it just works. It just freaking works. Okay? Diplo also did a mix of Pondy Floor, which is by Major Lazer, with Axel F, which is the theme to... Yes! And he was like, who, how the fuck do you mix the theme song to Beverly Hills Cop with anything? And then you listen to the mix, you're like, oh, that's what the good one sounds like. I need must have. Like,
Yes, I saw that logic happen in your brain when you played it.
I was like, this is a song that must be in my car. Like, right now, I must have it.
Ownership.
Have it. And I don't, so I need to find it. I need to make that happen. I want the soundtrack.
It's a song that I want that you played, and I'm like, I don't know these songs, but they sounded really good.
Okay, and they haven't skimped on any of the things that make it unique and make it fun. So you still have, you know, DJ Battle. They added in vocal, which is the whole two turntable and a mic thing. So you can actually now bring in a third person and play. So it's now, you know, can be a three-person experience where before it was really just the one.
A menage a trois, per se? A menage a trois of the DJ
I would not put heroing? It like, I would not put it that the way. That's a way that it could be put.
That would be not, Trey sexy.
I would not put it that way.
Wiki?
No.
No wiki?
No wiki. Wiki. No wiki. No wiki.
Wiki, 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 wiki. Shut up.
Pretty wiki, wiki, wiki.
No, not pretty wiki, wiki, wiki. By the way, I don't know what happened with those guys, but I'm so glad that Pretty Wiki is gone because they just made nasty
they
songs.
They kind of came back.
What? When? There's I wasn't paying attention. I was not... I
there's
wasn't...
a song that they just recently did that's not nearly as,
nasty?
Yeah.
Well, that would be good because that would be a change. There's definitely a lot of cross-genre stuff in there. There's some Calvin Harris in there, which I absolutely love, in New Order. Daft Punk comes back. Deadmau5 makes a huge appearance in this game, and you can actually unlock Deadmau5 as a playable DJ. And that's another thing I think was also a step up, is that you have these DJ battles as you progress through the game, and you can actually unlock those DJs and make them your avatar. Or you can use your own avatar as a DJ, which I thought was really cool if you're playing on the Xbox 360 side. I don't know if you can do that on the PS3 side.
Don't know.
So we'll have to investigate that. If anybody out there has DJ Hero 2 for the PS3, drop us a line, mailbag@landofesh.com, and let us know if you can use your home avatar in-game as your avatar as far as your DJ, because I can actually use my avatar on my Xbox 360 as my DJ. And that was kind of really neat, like, in the form that my avatar is in right
now. How do you do
that?
Because I didn't do that with my secret Fiji ninja training.
Well, you must first get to an area of which that you get the power to do so, and then you may do so. So you have to unlock some things. You gotta unlock a couple things.
That's not gonna happen.
Well, recover your game tag on my thing. I'll help you out. I'll hook it up. I'll make it say, oh. Sorry, I'm having a Lady Gaga moment. But overall, I would say, if you like music games, this is an absolute must-have. You need to buy DJ Hero 2.
If you didn't buy DJ Hero 1,
this is the one to jump in with. I wouldn't. If I had to go back and do it, and so say, like, you know, last Thursday, all right, I'm looking at DJ Hero, I'm looking at DJ Hero 2, and I'm like, all right, I need to buy one of these. Which ones do I want to start with? I would say DJ Hero 2 is far and away better than DJ Hero 1. It's a massive improvement over the first game. And I would say that if you haven't picked up a DJ game before, that this is the one to pick up, DJ Hero 2. I think the music is much more accessible. You know, like I said, you've got some Damian Marley in there with Welcome to Jam Rock, which is mixed a couple of different times. There's some Q-Tip songs in there.
Out in the streets, they call it murder.
Out in the streets, they do call it murder, as a matter of fact. Yep. There's some Estelle in there. There's Edwin Starr in there. There's Justice in there, which I absolutely love. Gorillaz is in there. Grandmaster Flash with the Furious Five is in there. Cool in the Gang. I mean, it's ridiculous. There's a
Deadmau5 and Cascade.
Yep. Janet Jackson's Nasty is mixed with Justice's D-A-N-C-E, which I wasn't sure how you could make that happen, but they did. There's Get Low mixed with In the Club by 50 Cent, which also works in a way that's kind of weird, but you're like, yeah, yep, that makes sense. That totally, I don't know why I didn't think about it before, but it does make sense. There's some Nori in there. There's some Nelly in there. There's some New Boys in there. The song that you're thinking about is the Calle Ocho that's mixed with the Nightcrawlers. Da, da, da. Push the Feeling on, which is a great little mix.
That might be the one you're talking about.
Yeah, that's I'm sure that's the one that you're thinking about. There's Salt and Pepper in there. There's Stevie Wonder in there. There's, you know, Biggie Smalls, Prodigy. Like I said, Tiesto's in there. Oh my God,
the Firestar remix at the Ibiza the start was off the chain.
Okay, you know, so I mean, there's all different kinds of music that's mixed in, and if you're a club kid or former.
Like kid, you?
Like, reformed, like, possibly.
Reformed I will neither, my black ass.
I will neither confirm nor deny that I have in the past been associated with the term club kid and or raving. I will neither confirm nor deny that.
Do you do the
that.
Glow sticks?
I refuse.
And the whistle?
I assert my Fifth Amendment right to not incriminate myself.
In the swagger wagon?
No. I have never had a swagger wagon. But what I will say is you will definitely get your swag on. If you've got a party coming up and you just want some really cool music playing in the background, put on Party Play and let this sucker run. I mean, it's got the juice. So I would say buy it. If you've got a friend, family member, or something like that in your periphery that you may need to be buying a holiday gift for, and they have a system, and they like it in music, you won't go wrong. This definitely would not suck as a gift. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's a buy. Don't even rent it. Buy it. Just buy it.
Just do it.
Yep. Yep. I would have to say that on as downsides go, I really wish that every single game that went out, that they had the option for you to buy some kind of stand, you know, with it. Like, you could buy a game and stand. Already had a turntable, you can do that.
Yeah.
Because it definitely, you need to be standing to play this game and play it well. Like, I've tried various different ways of sitting, of
kneeling, hunched over.
Yeah,
just doesn't work.
It does not work. You really do need to have this on a nice, high, stable area. You know, really, one, to get the DJ feel, but two, to also be able to control the turntable well. I don't care which turntable that you have. So I really wish that there was always a SKU where you could get, like, some kind of collapsible stand with just the game. Because, you know, if you get the party bundle ones, there are some that have a stand in them for the party bundle. But not everybody needs two turntables, especially if they already bought a turntable
with
the initial one. You don't want to get a bundle that has two turntables in it, because now you have three turntables. And what the fuck are you going to do with three turntables?
I know.
You can only use two in the game.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Well, God forbid something happens where one broke. You got a spare.
Yeah, but I'm not thinking that far ahead. I mean, because if that happens and one breaks, I'm getting another Renegade one. Because I freaking love my Renegade turntable. You know, so... I just wish that it was a little bit easier to get stands for them turntables. I know that they're out there and you can buy one separately. I mean, you can go to Amazon, you can freaking go to, you know, probably Guitar Center and get one. So it's not that they're not out there. I just wish that you had the option at the point of purchase
to get one.
Of getting, you know, that they're like, oh, do you want the bundle with the stand for your turntable? Do you
Hell
want the one
yeah!
With a turntable and a stand? You know, I wish that that was a SKU.
Because that would be... go on that, please.
Why
are we even having the conversation? Just ring me up.
But ultimately, like I said, it's a fun experience. I've absolutely really enjoyed it. I think that this go around, Activision will probably be a lot more successful with DJ Hero 2 than they were with the original DJ Hero because it is a little bit more accessible, even for the casual player. I will say that anybody who is an achievement whore or who perfected their gameplay as far as they were concerned with DJ Hero 1, there are enough new mechanics in DJ Hero 2
to challenge you.
To challenge you for sure. You know, they've changed around as you start stepping up in the difficulty, you know, really what freestyle areas will get you and how you access them. And they get a little bit more stingy with the euphoria. But I absolutely love it. If you've friended me on Xbox Live, then you will be seeing, at least until Wednesday, I will be in the DJ land, basically. Basically, that's what's going down.
Yep.
And then it's going down. Yeah, and then Fable 3 is gonna like wipe that out. Now, I've been asked a question: Rapstar or DJ Hero 2?
DJ Hero 2.
Rapstar has a lot of things going for it. I mean, I definitely enjoyed the gameplay, but I'll be honest with you, once I made it through all the songs, like, I didn't feel like I needed to go back and play them again.
Yeah. I don't need to be an expert.
Okay. I feel like I need to go back and play some more DJ Hero 2. I don't feel like I ever need to pick up Rapstar again.
Nope, so you should probably turn it in for something else.
I may. Because I don't know that they're gonna have any DLC that's gonna be like, I must rap battle this! Yeah, I don't see that happening. So yeah, to answer that question, DJ Hero 2. Well, I gotta remind you, visit us on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, so that you can weigh in and see some of the different things that we're talking about. If you can't remember the long address, the short address is
ESH.co. That's ESH.co. The short address, like she said, will bounce you to the long one. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can email us at mailbag@landofesh.com. Like I've said before, if you're not listening to us on iTunes, then what the fuck are you doing?
You should be subscribing, because that way you can get every single episode of our podcast the moment we put it out on the interwebs and have it blaring in your ear as you start your week off the right way. So make sure that you go to iTunes, search for Electric Sisterhood, and hit the little old subscribey button.
If you don't want to do that, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine, but be looking out for the other shows that fly underneath our flag.
That's right, because we're not the only thing that exists in the land of Esh. Because
we be bragging.
We do. We like
with
to
our swaggin.
You're like so on this swagger wagon.
I am.
I can't believe it took you all this time to find out about it, and now it's like you won't get off its jock. It's really kind
of
scary.
It's a good jock.
I don't even have anything to say. But what I will say is, after you listen to a brand new episode of our podcast on Monday, you can follow that up with a brand new episode of the Boston Bass Brigade podcast on Tuesday and hear a lot of stuff that's probably different than what we talk about on ESH, but you'll get it from a uniquely dude perspective.
Yeah, they have penises.
They have dudes on that show. We're mostly chicks.
We're all chicks.
Sometimes we have guest hosts that are not chicks.
Yeah, but
that's why I say we're mostly chicks.
We're like 98% chicks.
That's right. That's mostly chick.
Well, that's a lot more than most.
No, that's most, because there's still a piece that is not. We're not all chick. We don't make people lop it off in order to be a guest host.
I wonder how many would actually even think about it.
None of them. None of them. None of them.
I bet there's one dude who'd be like, I would think about it.
No.
I bet someone has.
No.
I'm sure there's one dude out there that thought about it but said, what the hell am I thinking? And then stopped thinking about it. But there was the initial thought. Yes.
No.
Yes. I believe it to be so, and so it is.
You are crazy.
I willed it into existence.
I believe that you are a nutcake, and so you are. Poof, nutcake.
Yep, exactly. See how powerful that is?
Wow, the power of positive thinking. But make sure that you check out their podcast. And on Wednesday, there's a brand new episode of the Geek Agro podcast, which just happens to be hosted by our very own Deuces Wild. So right there throughout the week through our podcast, we keep you pretty much covered on all your nerd needs, as well as something new that is coming down the pike. Something new is soon to be added. Can't tell you yet, but it's coming. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be so cool. It's going to be so awesome. So awesome. So awesome. But we got your nerd covered. And for those things that we don't cover on the website through us, you can also check out on Twitter, on Facebook. You can find us Facebook.com, Land of Esh. A lot of questions can be answered there. So if you want to interact with us, you got something that doesn't necessarily fit on Facebook, the place to discuss it is with us on the Facebook, as opposed to the Twitter. Because sometimes you need more than 140 characters.
Yeah. I thought it was 240 characters.
No, you get 140 character limit on Twitter.
Oh.
That's why you gotta be concise. That's why you see all those people that have those continued things. It's because they had to use Twit longer, because they were more than 140 characters.
Oh.
Yeah, the more you know. So make sure that you're checking all that stuff out. If you want to follow all of us that exist in the Land of Esh on Twitter, then just visit my page, twitter.com/ninjasister, and check out the Team Land of Esh list. That's got everybody on the list who I know about that you should really follow that it makes up the Land of Esh. Because we're awesome.
So, Ninja, do you got any shit you dig?
I dig our magazine, just in case you didn't hear about it. Because I mentioned it before, but I'm going to mention it again. Because issue 2 is about to drop, and it's cool. We've got a feature in there on Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. We've got some stuff in there written by Pandalicious. Pam makes an appearance. We've got some new kind of concert stuff coverage. Some photojournalism. Thanks to, you know, our girl Mon. I mean, we're expanding. It's really cool. It looks really awesome. So be on the lookout, because issue 2 is about to drop. So I'm going to have to go with I dig our magazine. In addition to our magazine, I'm going to have to go with I dig music. Like, just in general. I have it going when I'm in my car.
And I have it going when I'm in the shower.
I have it going when I'm walking.
When you're dreaming.
I do have actually a soundtrack going in my dreams. And depending upon the dreams, it's, you know, bow, bow, bow. And finally, I dig ice cream. How about you, Pandalicious? What do you dig?
I would dig puppies.
Who doesn't like puppies? Even people who are allergic to puppies like puppies. They just can't be around them.
And then they put themselves around them anyway and just bring a lot of Benadryl and...
Exactly. Exactly. So, I have my Taco Bell ointment. Where's so
no
the
mouth
puppies?
Pain. No mouth pain.
Puppies.
Puppies. And...
Come on. Come on. It's right there.
Gummy bears.
I dug gummy bears last week.
Fine.
Copycat.
But you know what?
What?
I dig Ash Mom. Because it was her birthday.
Oh, aren't you playing suck up?
And world peace. They can go together. Because
Ash Mom's
peace.
Birthday?
No, and world Ash peace. Ash Mom and world peace. Because I think world peace could be achieved through Ash Mom if we knew how to effectively use her.
I have no idea how we could do that. I've been trying to figure that out for years. Well, I guess we're gonna have to say that it's time. So as always, I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
See you guys next week.
Peace.